Welcome to Standing Strong Ministries Podcast with Dr. Sean Strong. We hope that you are encouraged by today's message.
We are now no longer, we are praising a God we now no longer pray to. Prayer is vital to a generation. We have gotten to a place where we would rather praise him than talk to him. That's got to change, okay? I want you to notice something in James 14 and 15. We, as a generation, still have to pray. We as a generation still have to call upon the name of the Lord. Okay, there is nothing indicating in James chapter 5 that prayer should cease. Okay, so which leads me to my next point. Number two, prayer should never stop. Okay, prayer should never stop. Prayer should never quit happening. Okay, we've got to understand that. Prayer should never stop. Prayer should never cease. Prayer should never end on any type of a level at all. It should never stop. It's vital, okay? And we've got to begin to talk to the Lord. We've got to begin to communicate with him. There's so many levels of prayer, so many types of prayer. And maybe I'll get into that. Maybe I'll show you some of those things. But prayer should never cease. Prayer should never stop. Churches, this is number three. Churches should get back to prayer meetings. I want you to put that in the comment section. Pastors, I want you to hear me. And don't act like that, well, I pray at my house. Great, awesome. Churches should have prayer meetings. And pastors, you should have them even if people don't show up. Okay, you should have them if people don't even show up. Well, I had prayer meeting. There was only three. That's three. The Bible said if any two touching any one thing could agree on the earth, it should be done. Churches should go back to prayer meetings. Okay, we have fellowship meetings. We have fellowship dinners. We have all kinds of meetings. We should get back to prayer meetings. Okay, this is real strong in me right now. Churches, see, I don't care if there's one. I don't care if there's three. I don't care if there's five. I don't care if there's 500. Churches should get back to prayer meetings because prayer is one of the doorways to the miraculous, which leads me to number five. Prayer is a doorway to the miraculous. Prayer is a doorway to the miraculous. Put that in the comment section and put it into your notes. Pastors, keep having prayer meetings because it's a doorway to the miraculous. It doesn't matter if you've got one, five, 50. Prayer is a doorway to the miraculous. We should still pray for the sick. We should still believe for miracles. We should still believe for healings. I believe one of the reasons that we're not seeing the miraculous is the churches quit praying. Okay, my prayers carry power. I want you to write that in the comment section. Write that in your notes. My prayers carry power. Okay, the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, or it brings, the Amplified says, it brings more much power available. It brings power. It brings power to your life. Okay, I think it's E.M. Bounds that said this famous quote, little prayer, little power. So no prayer, no power. Little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. Okay? No prayer, no power. Little prayer, little power. Much power. Much prayer, much power. Prayer is what brings power. Write that in your notes. That's the next point I want to give you. Prayer brings power. Prayer brings power. Christians, you need to understand that your prayers are vital to American culture. Your prayers are vital to the national culture. Prayer is vital to the world. Christians pray and God answers prayer. God always, I want to say this. God always hears your prayer. I want you to put that in the comment section. God always hears your prayer. You don't ever have to wonder if God's listening. You don't ever have to wonder, you know, that's so vital to us right now. Prayer, okay, brings much power. God always hears my prayers. God always answers my prayers. And God always turns his ear towards me when I pray. Why? Because God answers and God hears my prayer. God always hears your prayer. We've got to quit letting the enemy make us think that prayer doesn't work. We got to quit letting the enemy, you know, lie to our minds and lie to our hearts and tell us that prayer isn't the answer. Prayer always works. We got to change the direction of our heart towards prayer. I want you to put that in the comment section. We got to change the direction of our heart when it comes to prayer. We almost think prayer has quit working. That's not true. Prayer works, always works. I want to encourage you. I want you to be encouraged that prayer always works. Prayer always works. Prayer always works. Good to see Lynn Bell on here. Good to see Pam Smith. Good to see all of you guys. Colin Craig. Good to see you. So we understand that prayer always works. So we understand that prayer... Okay, I want you to put this in there. Prayer will make a sick person well. Hey, James, good to see you on here. Jimmy, good to see you. Prayer can make a sick person well. Stop thinking your prayers don't work. Okay? It's really important. It's really important. Miracles are still happening because there's power in prayer. Okay? That's right. Amen. And then I want to give you this today. Prayer releases faith. Prayer releases faith. I want you to put that. How do you know? Mark 11, 23 and 24. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain or release their faith into this mountain, they shall have whatsoever they say. When you pray, when do I have my answer? When I release my faith and I pray. When I release my faith and I pray. Isn't that such a tremendous thought that we have surely, you know, understood that God is trying to get us to a place where everything changes, everything moves, everything molds us, everything steps us out by faith. Prayer releases faith. Things change by faith. Okay? Everything changes by faith. Calling those things that are not as though they were. Hey, Scott Gower, good to see you. So we got to understand that there is such a need and a vital importance that we got to get back to praying the prayer of faith. We got to get back to prayer. I said earlier in the show, and I mean this, I say it with all my heart, pastors ought to get back to having prayer meetings. I don't care if anybody shows up. I don't care if one person shows up. We need to pray. Pray for our city. Pray for our nation. Pray for our leaders. Pray for everyone around us because miracles happen because of prayer. There's power in prayer. There's power in prayer. I want you to hear me when I say this, okay? Power in prayer. Power in prayer. We need Christians praying. We need sons and daughters of God praying. We need you calling on the name of the Lord. That's right. He wants a relationship with us, James. I love that. I love that, Jimmy. He wants a relationship with his creation, us, you and me. And I'm going to tell you, it's better when we can pray together. And I'm going to tell you what, guys, God is waiting for Christians to pray. God is waiting for Christians to pray. Why? Because when you pray according to Scripture, He says He watches over His word to perform it. There's a right way to pray and a wrong way to pray. We got to find scriptures on the miraculous. We got to find scriptures where God answers our prayer. So glad that you're joining us today. We need you in our lives. And I just want to give you an encouragement. I want to tell you that God loves you. God cares for you. And we're praying for you. I think that we're going to have at the end of this series, I think I'm going to do a miracle prayer service. I'm going to do it right at my house, maybe right where I'm at somewhere. And we're gonna get all the prayer requests that we can. We're going to have you send them in. And we're going to pray. And we're gonna believe God for miracles in families, healings, deliverance, our nation. And we're gonna just pray and believe God. And hey, Pastor Bill, good to see you. We are still in revival tonight out there at Pastor Logan's. It is extended, and we are having a great service. So miracles still happen because of prayer. So we love you guys. We honor you. We appreciate you. I do not know if I'm going to have a show or not tomorrow. I'll send a post out when I can, but we're going to be traveling, so I'm not sure how that's all going to work, but we would like to, because I want to keep this series going. It's been incredible. But anyway, we love you guys. We appreciate you, and we're so honored that you would join us every day. Pray about sowing a seed into our ministry. We need office repairs right now at our home office. We are needing God to do something. We've got to make some repairs on our building, on our office, our headquarters, and we're really needing God to help us with that. So we need about $1,000 in repairs. If you would pray about sowing into that and let us know, you know how to reach me by phone, by text, by Facebook, but please let us know. We would really appreciate your help. We need a miracle in that area, and we love you guys. We appreciate you, and we love you and honor you tremendously. And with that, we honor you. We believe God for you, and we will see you hopefully tomorrow. If not tomorrow, we'll see you back here Monday, but we'll see what happens. We love you guys. God bless you, and remember, God always has your miracle in mind. Something powerful and awesome is going to happen in your life today. Be blessed. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you were encouraged by today's message. If you would like to partner with us monthly or sow a seed into our ministry, you can download the Standing Strong Ministries app on Google Play or the App Store, or you can send it to Post Office Box 602, Lebanon, Missouri, 65536. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.